back, everyone. Good to see you this morning. Hallelujah. Welcome to those online. Let's stand and start praise and worship together. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this place. Holy Spirit, take over this service. In the name of Jesus, we give it all to you. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, fill this place. Spirit of God, fill this place. Spirit of God, fill this place. We magnify your name. Stand up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand up together. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord this morning. We praise the Lord this morning. We magnify his name. Hallelujah. You are worthy of all the praise, Lord. We have come to meet with you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be magnified. Be magnified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. nothing you cannot do. I stand amazed in your presence. There is joy, peace, and hope. I stand amazed in your presence. There is nothing you cannot do. I stand amazed in your presence. There is joy, peace, and hope. There's no one like you, Jesus. There is no one like you in all the earth. There is no one like you, Jesus.
Thank you.
time we sing, Lord, you do mighty things.
You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You do glorious things. You do mighty things. Your name is awesome, Father. We bless your magnificent name. We humble ourselves before you with thanksgiving. We bow ourselves, O God, in true obeisance, worshiping you, Father, in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Father, for your awesome love, that you're the God of the turnaround, the God who overturns every plan of the enemy and grants to us grace and favor, causing us, O God, to flourish on every side. You're the God who forgives us all our sins, cleansing us from all unrighteousness, establishing us, O God, by the word of your faith. Lord, O God, today we magnify you in this place. We say, Lord, have your way. Have your way. You are the potter, and we are the clay. Mold us, Father, after thy will. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day that you have made for us to rejoice and be glad. Thank you for this day, O God, that you have marked out as a day of the double blessing. We receive everything you have for us. We embrace your loving kindness, Father. Have your way. Have your way, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we call it so done. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, worship team. Celebrate the goodness of God. Amen. Today, before I step down, I want to read you a scripture passage. It's found in Psalm 118. Psalm 118. Psalm 118. I'm going to start reading from verse 17. The word of God says here, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I want you to pronounce those words with me. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. One more time. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 19. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refuse is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Somebody say, God's glorious turnaround. Say again. The stone which the builders rejected. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. Say, God's turnaround. What man says is not the final word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this turnaround is the doing of the Lord. Amen? Praise God. Someone say, turn around. I don't know who this is for, but I'm taking it for myself. Man says something and God says the other. And what God says trumps what man says. Hallelujah. Say, this is my turnaround moment. Say it again. This is my turnaround moment. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You don't sound like people that are glad. I said, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be you still don't get it. Only one person got it. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. A little bit more people are getting it. What day is it? And what day is that day that the Lord has made? Today is the day of my? Oh, now you're getting it. Now you're getting it. Is the day of my what? Turn around. It is the day that God has made for me to rejoice and be glad. Do you know what it means to rejoice? It means to leap and twirl around. Isn't God wonderful? Rejected, but becoming the chief cornerstone. Turn around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in this day that I'm rejoicing and I'm glad, the word of God says, save now. I beseech thee, send now. In this day that I'm rejoicing, in this day of my turnaround, send now what? Prosperity, good success. Somebody shout hallelujah. Something is turning around for my good. I don't know if you're hearing it. Are you hearing it in your spirit? It's a turnaround moment for me. The old is past. Behold, all things are become new. Are you receiving it now into your spirit? Today I live. I shall not die. It's a turnaround. What the enemy planned for evil, God has turned it around for my good. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know why it's turning around for you and I today? Because Jesus is having a triumphant entry. And when he entered Jerusalem, he cleaned out the temple. It is Palm Sunday, folks. And he healed everybody inside there. Say, I receive my healing. I receive my salvation. I receive my prosperity. I receive good success. I am blessed and highly favored on this day that the Lord God Almighty has made for me to rejoice and be glad. I rejoice and I'm glad. Amen. Receive it. Even if you are not planning on receiving it, I'm pounding it into you today. Hallelujah. You're going to get it one way or the other. You know what they call force feeding? When you don't want to eat, they'll open your mouth and they force feed you or give you drip. One way or the other, you're going to live. Yeah. Hallelujah. One way or the other, you're going to receive your miracle today. Glory and peace, church, receive your miracle. The blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you receive the word of the Lord? Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Well, before Mama comes, some of you may have received, did everyone receive one of these sheets this morning? You didn't? Okay. The ushers will get you one. It's a sheet that has the word GAP, Glory and Peace Church, on it. We want you to have one of these so that you can use it as a point for praying for the church. Amen? So we're using the word GAP, glory and peace. And when you pray in that, you just pray, Father, in glory and peace, let your glory and your peace be made manifest. Amen? Then we have God's anointed place, GAP, God's anointed place. Let your anointing be present in glory and peace, church. Amen? We have God always present. Hallelujah. So we're declaring the presence of the Lord. Are you getting it? Great and powerful. You pray greatness and the power of God manifesting itself in this church. Amen? We have God answers prayers. Amen? So you pray that. Let this be the place where God answers prayers. Amen? Hallelujah. We have a whole list of things here, and we want you to use it as a point of reference, as a leading mark, so that while you're praying for the church, you know what you're praying. Amen? How many of you pray for the church? You're praying for the church. You every time you pray for the church. I mean, if you don't lie, okay, just a handful of people Okay. All right. You need to pray for your church. You need to pray for your pastors. You need to pray for your fellow congregants. Amen? And this is a way that will help you begin to pray appropriately for Glory and Peace Church, God's anointed place where God answers prayers, where people give and they prosper, where God is against poverty. Amen? It's all GAP. So use it. I mean, if you're going to use it. Amen. I mean, if you read your Bibles every day. Praise the Lord. Good number. So put it inside your Bible. Yes? So that every time you open your Bible, you know to pray. While you're praying for the church, you're praying for yourself. Because you're part of the church. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord for His goodness. At this time, Mama is going to come and lead us in our time of prayer and intercession. You have the announcements already. This coming Friday is a special meeting. It's God's Friday and Good Friday. And then the next is going to be Resurrection Sunday, or like some people call it, Easter. We're going to have a special meeting in the morning, but we are not going to have an evening service on Easter, Resurrection Sunday, just morning service. Amen? But that also is our Missions Sunday. Praise God. So get ready to give powerfully for the work of the ministry and missions. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, God day, everybody. I said, God day, everybody. Hallelujah. Where the rest of you sitting, you can stretch your hands as we pray for our children. Father, we thank you for another beautiful day you have given to us. We thank you that today we will encounter you and we will walk with you. Commit all our children before you, all our biological children, their seeds and their spouses till Jesus come, and all our spiritual children, all our extended families, all children standing before me, and those hearing the sound of my voice, all from age 120 to zero form, 120 plus, touch every one of them. Those in the womb, walking the earth every decade of life, we commit all our children to you. We declare your lordship over every one of them, that they will know you and serve you, walk with you, be authentically saved, following you and following your footsteps, removing pretense from their lives, that they will be real before you, that they will magnify your holy name. Bless the work of their hands. Bless their schoolwork, their career work, their businesses, ministry, families, and everything they do. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you. We welcome you. Have your way in our lives, in Glory and Peace Church, in our city, our nation, our homes, and our neighborhood. And in this service this morning, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to I think you read some scripture already, so I'm going to read a few. But you can read the chapters on your own. I want you to read Proverbs 10 at home and Psalm 7 at home by yourself. Now I'm going to read two verses from both chapters. Proverbs 10, verse 22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow to it. May you and your family be free from sorrow. May you walk in the blessing. We've been blessed, walk in it. All right, go to Psalm 7. Psalm 7. And it's not a very long chapter. I'll give you the verse in a moment. Praise the Lord. Psalm 7. You know, when you move the stuff, then it moves off where you put it. So, okay, verse 9. So what was the one I read to you in Proverbs? 10:22. So this one is going to be 7:9. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteousness God trieth the hearts and reign. May God let the wickedness of the wicked in your life and your family come to an end. And in Glory and Peace Church come to an end. Everything that's been against you, may they come to an end. Any restriction and constraint, may they come to an end. Things God has not established for you and your family, may they come to an end now. In the name of Jesus. Back to Proverbs 10:22 again. The blessing of what? Of the Lord. Make it rich. And he added no sorrow to it. That's a scripture you should know for yourself. All right. Praise the Lord. Let us rise. We're going to pray. You know, praise the Lord. Today we give God praise. So this is 24:24, right? Hallelujah. The 24th year and the 24th day. Praise the Lord. Happy birthday to me. No, mine is in July. Yes. Just remember 24/7. That's my birthday. I'm 24/7 original. Praise the Lord. God is with me 24/7. Yes, July 24th. 24/7. But today is a birthday for somebody in my family. Today is Adrian's birthday. Praise the Lord. Today, Adrian's son turned 40 years old. I can't believe it. So, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for the miracle of Adrian. Adrian shouldn't be here. Neither should I have been here. Because we both had an encounter where Satan wanted to kill both of us the same day. But we both came out of it free. To God be the glory. God used a retired, the daddy nurse was retired, experienced British nurse was retiring, and she discovered what the problem was. So we give God praise. Adrian was born a breech baby, foot in, cord tied over his neck and his everything. The doctors were not sure. So I had an emergency C-section. I don't know how they did it, whether they did it raw or not, but, you know, before you could say hallelujah, it was all over. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We both made it. To God be the glory. you don't know what God has done. And the scripture apostle read to us this morning is, you will not die. Hallelujah. So 24, you will not die. You shall live and testify of the goodness of God. All our three children were all miracle children. The devil didn't want us to be parents, but we are parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents. To God be the glory. So the turnaround have already started. Your life will turn around. The best is coming to you. Don't let anybody write you off. God has not written you off. God is just writing new things about you. It's a new day for me. I don't know if it's a new day for you. You need to say it for yourself. It's a new day. It's a new day of blessing. A day of glory. A day of favor. A day of the goodness of God. A day of divine health. A day of joy. A day of peace. A day of God encounter. A day when God will manifest himself in your life, that you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is with you. May you know him. May I know him. May you know his resurrection power. May this be your prayer. Say, Lord, may I know you. May I genuinely know you. Be real in my life. And may I be real before you. In the name of Jesus. Well, and thank God for everyone who had a birthday this March. I know Brother Andre, Brother Byron, a lot of you. I think March, there are a lot of March babies. May the Lord remember all of you. May you have an encounter with the living God. May you love him with all your heart, your spirit, soul, and body. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Can you just say, blessed be your holy name. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We sang a song this morning. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We also sang, he is a faithful God. Awesome is your name. You are awesome. You are awesome. No matter what we are passing through, through the flood, through the fire, through the water, you are awesome. Because we see your salvation. You are the one that makes a way where there is no way. There is no dead end in you, Almighty God. When the enemy thinks he's had his upper hand, you just create another way. And show yourself mighty. Show yourself mighty in Glory and Peace Church. Show yourself mighty in our lives. Show yourself mighty in those situations that look like, how can it turn around? But God, you say you are the God of the turnaround. We thank you for a mighty turnaround. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, O God, that our year is great, our month is great, our day is great, our family is great. The goodness of God is upon our lives. You are doing mighty works. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, I pray for Adrian Efezino today that your hand will be upon him. In the name of Jesus, you've raised a strong young man. Let his life show forth your glory. Let what you have designed for him come to pass. The gates of hell will not prevail against him. He will do the work that you have called him to do. He will walk with you. And he will follow your precepts. In the name of Jesus. Oh, that you will bless him and bless him indeed. Remove everything that blocks his way. And let him walk in your light and in your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. The days of wilderness are over. And now is the days of discoveries in the living God. May he has godly encounter. In the name of Jesus. Beyond a reasonable doubt, and may those glorious moments be made manifest in his life. I call you blessed and highly favored. The blessings of the Lord add no sorrow to your life. They make you rich and strong in the Lord. And those who believe this, to say amen, may it be so in your life. In the name of Jesus. Father, we commit this service into your hand. Have your will, Lord. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Let the war in Israel cease. Let the enemies of Israel be vanquished. In the name of Jesus. Let the wickedness of the wicked cease. May they come to an end in Jesus' name. In the nations of the earth, where evil is running rampant, thinking there is no God. But we say, let God arise and let all your enemies be scattered. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, keep your families. Keep those that you need to keep in the palm and the hollow of your hands. Lord, we give you praise. Pray now for the peace of Canada, peace of Nigeria, peace of United States of America, peace of all the nations of the earth, where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Lord, people have come this morning. They are coming with different needs. That my God, your word says you will supply all our need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We receive the answer. We receive the solution. We receive all that you have made for us this day. Be magnified and glorified. Be in the service. Let your word come with power, with grace, with favor, with mercy, with truth, with healing, deliverance, and wholeness. In Jesus' mighty name we declare so done. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Praise the Lord. Amen. This is a very interesting day in so many ways. I read to you from Psalm 118 and verse 24, where it says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." On this, the 24th day, we celebrate in the church world Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday was a day of reversal. In so many ways. For an animal that had been tied all of its life, nobody rode it, nobody touched it. It was tied, the Bible tells us in Mark 11, in a place where two roads met. Outside the door. But on this day, it was going to experience its miracle. The miracle for this animal had been prophesied. Who cares about an animal to prophesy about it? But many centuries before, a prophet Zechariah, in the 9th chapter, in the 9th verse, interesting, 9 is a number of fruitfulness, a number for birthing, which means that which was hidden was made manifest. That's what a birth is. He says, rejoice greatly. That's that word again. O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. Someone say, come, Lord. Hallelujah. Your king comes unto thee. He is just and having salvation. lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. This was a prophetic declaration of what was going to happen in Mark 11. The proclamation, way ahead of time, of the time that the Lord Jesus Christ was going to ride upon an ass into the city of Jerusalem. What a powerful story. But the other story about this day is that it is a feast called Purim. Purim. Purim is an interesting story, and tonight we are going to do spiritual warfare based on this particular happening. And I invite you to come, ready to pray, ready to receive your miracle tonight. Amen? Purim. What is this Purim about? The Bible tells us in the book of Esther, and I'm going to be going back and forth between these two stories today because they are both happening today. Purim and Palm Sunday are both happening today. The Bible tells us in the book of Esther, that a king called Ahasuerus had been reigning for 3 years. His reign covered a very wide stretch. It covered all the way from India to Ethiopia. And he threw a party for 180 days. Every day they were partying. 6 months. Just partying. And then during that time, he sends for his wife called Vashti. Some people call her Vashti, but I prefer Vashti. He asked for Vashti to be brought to him because he wanted to showcase her beauty. But the Bible tells us that Vashti decided that she was not going to obey the instruction of her husband. Someone said the Lord was in it. You see, the fact is that this had to happen because God wanted to deliver his people. Last week or 2 weeks ago, I shared with you about true worship and fake worship. You remember that? And the message on fake worship had to do with a man or a king called Saul who had been instructed by God to wipe out a people called the Amalekites. You remember that much? But Saul brings back with him the king of the Amalekites called Agag. He brought all the best of the sacrifices, the best animals. But that was not what God instructed him to do. He did not wipe out all the Amalekites. And therefore, when Saul died, it was an Amalekite that killed him. What God instructs you to take care of when you don't take care of it will kill you. We remember that much, right? Now, that same story continues here. Because there was a man called Haman. And Haman was from the family of Agag. In essence, Haman was in that prince family. And it is his family and the king that was killed by Samuel the prophet. Are we together so far? I'm giving you time to put on your seat belt, because we're going to start going real fast very soon. So, back to Vashti. Vashti refused to come to the king. She is dethroned from being king, and she's going to be replaced. And she's then replaced by another person called Hadassah, who was her original name, Hadassah, which means myrtle, like a myrtle tree. And her new name was changed, and she now answers the name Esther. Someone say Esther. Esther means star. I see that this morning we're praying for Esther accounting. Well, Esther is going to replace Vashti, but the way it happens is that the king had lots of virgins that were going to be checked on. And they checked and they checked and they kept on checking and they kept on checking, looking for the right person that's going to replace Vashti. Each person that came, they check that person out. They come in the evening and they'll leave in the morning. But in this particular place where all of this was happening, the Bible tells us there was a man called Mordecai. Mordecai is a Jew. He is in this particular place in exile. And Mordecai, his name means little man. Some say little man. Or he's a worshiper of Mars. So this is an Israelite that has a name of a worshiper of Mars. Strange name. But his name also means primarily little man. This little man is there, and he is the uncle, you might say, of Hadassah or Esther. Hadassah's parents were both dead, so she is an orphan. She is an orphan. Those that were supposed to take care of her are gone. And Mordecai steps in and begins to take care of this young girl and mentor her. And when Mordecai found out that there was a pageantry for who is to be queen, he decides to put her name in. And she is brought in, and the king is going through his process, and nobody's qualifying until it was time for Esther. Now, everybody that went before the king chose their outfits, chose their jewelry, chose everything that they needed to make themselves presentable. But when it came to the turn of Esther, who is under the care of a eunuch called Hege, and that's what the name means. Hege means a eunuch. She says, I'm not going to choose for myself. Hege, I want you to choose for me what I should wear. What a smart woman. Everybody, they were all busy trying to be their best for the king because they wanted the king. But Esther, in her wisdom, understood that she didn't know much about the king, but Haggai knows the king. And so she says, you dress me the way I should be dressed. Haggai says, you want me to dress you? I said, yes. I submit myself to your instruction. The Bible tells us that Mordecai told Esther never to tell anybody that she was a Jew. And she listened and didn't tell anybody. She said nothing. She had learned submission by listening to Mordecai. And now she carries that same principle here when she presents herself to Haggai. And so the Bible says, Haggai gets addressed. And the Bible then says that not only did she find favor in the sight of Haggai, but she also found favor in the sight of the entire community of people. Her submission opened doors for her. But let me back up a little bit. The Bible tells us that when Esther came to present herself to Haggai, that she found favor in the sight of this man. Esther chapter 2 and verse 9. Esther 2 and verse 9. The Bible says, and the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him. And he speedily, watch this, he speedily gave her things for purification with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens which were meet to be given her out of the king's house, and he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. Let's package all of that together and understand what's happening here. Firstly, the Bible, she found favor in his sight, and the favor that she found produce acceleration. Someone say acceleration. For the word of God says, and he speedily gave her things for purification. Quickly, he gave it to her. Other people had delays. Oh, where's this? Oh, where's that? No, she got everything she needed speedily. Someone say speedily. Somebody say speedify. Amen. So she received what she needed speedily. The things for her purification, meaning then that the process of purification was going to be fast. Are you with me? A quick work was getting done here. She was given the best of the best. If there was anything that needed to get rid of acne, she got the best, while the others were getting stuff that worked slow. Hers was bang. There it is. Are we together so far? My prayer and my declaration, my prophetic proclamation over every life here present, over everyone who's hearing my voice today, is this: that the process of deliverance, the process of healing, the process of purification be speedified by the authority of the word of God, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, what was this process of purification was to take a whole year. When it comes to your turn, It took a year. Are we together so far? Now, remember that the word of God said, Ahasuerus strewed the party when he was 3 years on the throne. 3 years on the throne. 3 years. Now, the time that Esther is going to become queen is going to be 4 years later. She's made queen in the seventh year of his reign. Process. But when it came to her time, whatever she needed was in place. Just like that, she was ready. Speedily. Hallelujah. There was an acceleration. And the word of God said that she had preferred treatment. It said with such things as belonged to her. There were certain things that belonged to her that were assigned to her, and none of it was kept back. Why? She found favor. You know, people can do things for you and not give you all that is due you. My declaration of faith today is that nothing that belongs to you be held back from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And then it says, and seven maidens which were meet to be given her. Seven maidens, complete provision that was meant for her. The note, the undertone is that there were other ladies who did not find favor, who did not get seven maidens. She got seven maidens. Why? She found favor in the sight of Haggai. May you find favor that brings about everything that you need to be the best that you can be in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. So the word of God continues. It says, she got this out of the king's what? House. Guess what? That which belonged to the king is what Haggai transferred to her. What belonged to the king is what was brought to her. The very best. The very best in cosmetics, there. The very best in fashion, there. The very best in nutrition, there. Everything that was the best, psst. So her preparation was fully covered, not based on what she knew, but based on what Haggai knew. Oh, I don't know if you're getting it. My preparation and your preparation is not based on what we know, but what the Holy Spirit knows. We don't need anybody else handling our situation but the Spirit of the living God. Someone say, I need you, Holy Spirit, like never before. Take care of my case and make me a bride worthy of the bridegroom. So the best of the best is coming to her. And the Bible says, watch this. Not only did she have that, but the Bible says, and he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. In other words, she had the preferred treatment and she had preferred placement. The first time I shared this word with you about Esther, I told you then that you can go to a hotel Same building, but all rooms are not equal. You understand what I mean? All rooms are not equal. You go to that hotel room, and yours might be like a little cubicle with a bed and a chair and table and nice TV, and that's all you got. You have necessary amenities. And then you step into another room, and the room is bigger than your house. You have segments in one room. You have 3-4 televisions in one room. You have a kitchenette in that room. You have whatever you can imagine for your comfort in that room. But you're in the same building, but not in the same placement. You understand what I'm talking about? You can be flying in a plane and you think we're going to arrive together in the same place, but the way we arrive is not going to be the same. Some people are with aluminum plates, foil plates, with plastic forks and plastic knives and all of that. But over there, in another segment, people have china. You understand what I'm talking about? While you are here, you know, struggling with chicken and bones, they have steak over on that side. And they know how to make you really feel bad. They pull the curtain. We are not like you over there. Same plane. Different placement. My declaration is this, that you may be in the same company, you may be doing the same business, you may be in the same whatever, but your placement be different in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you have the best of the best, and that you explore the goodness of God in the land of the living, because you are not the same like them. Hallelujah. You are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation unto the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Difference. She experienced it. Now, when she came to Ahasuerus, the Bible says that when he saw her, he knew this is the one. Not because of anything she did, but based on the grace of God being on her life. She was marked by God for a purpose. Hallelujah. The king immediately takes the crown and puts it on her. Every other one came and left in the morning. She came and she stayed. I said she came and she what? Stayed. I said she came and she what? Stayed. Her position was secured. Because the hand of God was upon her. May the hand of God rest upon you, and may you find your secure place instead of Vashti. May you, like Esther, take your rightful place in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Esther means that she was a star. She had her place. But who is this Esther? Esther is the niece of Mordecai. Mordecai, little man, is a Jew. And when Esther was made queen, Vashti's family members, two of them, planned a coup They want to kill Ahasuerus. And who was there to hear it? Mordecai. Mordecai hears about how they were trying to kill the king and goes and tells Esther and says to Esther, Esther, they're trying to kill your husband. Who's trying to kill my husband? Those two guys over there. They investigate, they find out that that's the truth, and those two are executed. They hung. Esther made sure that she credits Mordecai for this work of espionage. It is noted, but would you know it? Well, come with me. Are you here? While that happened, a man called Haman gets the credit and honor and is promoted. Mordecai is not. This is not going the right way. You know, in life there are ups and downs. Celebrate the ups and celebrate the downs. Let me say that again. Celebrate the ups and celebrate the what? The downs. Because it means you are alive. If we hook you up, you're going to find beep, beep, beep. If it goes beep, you're dead. If you flatline, you're dead. In life, there are going to be ups and downs. There are going to be times when you expect something to come your way and it doesn't come your way. Still celebrate. Hello. Because God has a greater agenda on his mind. The reason Mordecai was able to find out about those two guys is because God had a plan on his mind. God got rid of Vashti and brought Esther in to become queen because this man called Haman, the Agagite, is planning to kill the Jews. And God had to place his person on the inside. Did you get that? Vashti didn't know that that was what God was doing. Esther did not know that that's what God was doing. Mordecai did not know that that was what God was doing. Ahasuerus didn't know that that was what God was doing. But God knew what he was doing. You don't need to know what God is doing for it to happen like God wants it. Did you hear that? I don't need to know everything. But what I need to know is God is in full charge of my life. Amen. And today I want you to remind yourself of that. God has full charge of my life. I don't need to know everything, but I know God will do the right thing by me. Hallelujah. Let me skip to the New Testament. Mark 11. That animal, that ass is tied up. It did not know that there was a prophetic word in Zechariah 9 and verse 9 about it. All it knew was it was tied and nobody cared about it. Nobody touched it. Nobody paid it any attention. It was tied and limited. And the Bible tells us that it was tied alongside with another animal. That one was taken out, was reading, and here this colt is watching everybody else having fun, and it's not having fun. The cat walks around, the dog walks around, other donkeys walk around, other horses walk around. Everything else is free and moving around, but it is tied, and when it tries to move, it entangled itself even more. And so it is strange to think, I will never be free. Are you with me so far? Let me illustrate it this way for you. Let's say it had a 9-foot rope tied to its neck. If it went up 9 foot away from that tree, but one day it went around the tree and thinks it can still go 9 feet. But when it went up to 7, it was not getting any better. It was getting worse. And one day found itself only able to go 3 feet away because it was all tied up. And you may think that your life is not going anywhere, but there is a turnaround day. And that turnaround day is what day? Today. Now. Did you hear that? Now is my turnaround. I've been going and I've been going and things seem to be getting worse. But he did not know that over in the distance is Jesus. And Jesus is telling his disciples about the colt. He says, go over there into that city, that village over there, and you are going to find a colt tied. You're going to find this colt tied by a tree outside the door by a place where two roads met. A road where two roads met meant options, but you have two roads, two options, but you can't take any one of them. You don't have money, you don't have skills, but you have opportunity. There's a door. A door is a place of entrance and exit. You cannot enter and you cannot exit. This is a mess. This is frustration. I don't know who may be feeling frustrated, but I'm saying to you, God is on your case. Your name is not frustration. There's help coming your way. Somebody shout hallelujah. But Pastor, I've been disappointed so many times. Yes, yes, you may have been disappointed many times, but God has an agenda. He's working on something. Praise the Lord. So here it is. Tied. Jesus sends these two guys and he tells them, go there and loose that animal, and if anybody tries to stop you, tell them that the Lord has need of this animal and they will let you go. I don't know if you know how crazy that statement is, but let me paint it for you. You have your nice limousine parked outside. You've never driven it. You're keeping it for a very special time, and somebody comes in there, opens the door of that car, starts it, and is about to drive it off of your garage. And you come there and you say, what are you doing? And you say, the Lord, my master, has need of your car. And you think you're going to go away free? That doesn't make any sense. But this is the sense that it makes. When God wants you free, nobody can stop it. Did you hear that? When God wants you free, no one is going to stop it. My freedom is determined by God, and no devil in hell can stop it. It doesn't matter how long I've been in bondage. On the day that God has marked out as my day of double blessing, that day I will flourish and I will prosper to the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. Are we together so far? So the animal is freed. It's dad, mom, cousin, whatever that other animal was, freed also. Because you see, when God frees you, he doesn't free you by yourself. Oh, you didn't hear? I said, when God frees you, he doesn't free you by yourself. He always frees you with somebody else. Amen? Why would God want to do that? Well, there's that other donkey over there that's been going around town and knows where the bulldog is. And he's going to be able to tell you, don't go down that lane. There's a crazy dog over there. It's always pursuing people. There's a crazy cat over here. And, you know, over here, there's this chicken that is busy pecking everything it comes across. Don't go that way to either. God will always bring somebody alongside of you that will show you the road. Oh, my goodness. You're not getting this yet. God may bring you into a company and bring somebody with you so that you don't get trapped by company politics. Did you hear what I just said? You never set free all by yourself. God always has something else that He's doing to help you come into your fulfillment in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's your turnaround day. So this animal, both of them are released, but Jesus is going to ride on one. He's going to ride on one. And that's this colt that was prophesied about, that he's going to ride on. What is this colt? And why do people coming into a city ride anything? A general just overcome and won victories, they will come in a white horse to enter the town. Jesus didn't do it that way. He did it with an ass. And this ass that he rides has never been ridden before. Did you get that? Which means it's going to balk. It's going to throw Jesus off. Because nobody's ever ridden on it. It is uncomfortable for this animal. It's going to throw Jesus off. But did the ass do it? No. Why? It submitted itself. Are you listening so far? I've mentioned submission so many times in this one message. Your submission is key to your experience of elevation. The Word of God says, humble yourself before the Lord, will lift you up. Have you and I learned humility in service? It is a lack of humility that brought Vashti down. Did you get that? If she was humble, we will not know about Esther, because Vashti would have continued to be queen. But her stubbornness meant her replacement. When God wants to change things in your life, the key factor of humility must come to play. You want elevation? Humility. You want to be the leader? Then humble yourself. And so one of the final things that Jesus did before he went to the cross was the demonstration of humility, washing the feet of his disciples. Because he was just about to be elevated. Did you know that every time you pray, God humbles himself to serve you? Oh, come on, come on, come on. God humbles himself to serve you. Every time you pray, God serves you by answering you. Want to be arrogant? There is nothing that God is asking you to do that he doesn't do himself. Think about that. There is nothing God asks you to do that he doesn't do himself. Let me leave the donkey alone for a moment and go back to Mordecai. Talk about him, talking about this turnaround that God is bringing about, this change of season that God is talking about. Those two guys are hung. Haman gets promoted in Esther 3. It says, after these things did King Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of Hammedata, the Agagite, and advanced him and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. What? Why is Mordecai not being promoted? God wants to get rid of Haman. But it doesn't look like it's going in the right direction. God, you're going the wrong way. This is not how it's supposed to happen. And God says, chill. I am going to checkmate Haman shortly. So he gets promoted and he's coming out. Everybody reverencing and respecting Haman. But Mordecai says, I'm not doing it. So they reported Mordecai and said to Haman, Mordecai will not bow down to you. He says, why? He said, because Mordecai says he's a Jew. Ah, he's a Jew. Those are my enemies. So he goes and he talks to Ahasuerus and says to Ahasuerus, there is a people that are different from us. They are troublemakers wherever they are. And they are bringing their troublemaking over here to Shushan. And we've got to get rid of them. And in fact, I'm going to pay, because I love you, King. I'm going to pay for their destruction. King says, wow, okay, go ahead, do it. So he writes a note. And the king signs and seals it to destroy Jews all over the empire, not just in that city, all the way to India, all the way to Ethiopia, everywhere that Ahasuerus was king over, Jews were to be killed. Mordecai comes across the note. Wears sackcloth, takes off his nice suit and nice garment, puts on sackcloth, message gets to Esther. And Esther says, tell him to change that, give him new clothes, but he will not accept new clothes. What is the trouble? What's the problem, Mordecai? She comes to him and Mordecai tells her about the plan of Haman to destroy them. He says, I need you to go to the king and stop this nonsense. She said, I can't go. The king has not called for me for a whole month. I've not seen the king's face. I can go. If I go and the king doesn't have his scepter held out, I get killed. And his word to her was very specific. He says in verse 14, if thou altogether holdst thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. Hear the words of Mordecai, the little man. He says, if you hold your peace at this time, then shall there be enlargement. He didn't say death. He didn't say we are going to be finished. We're going to perish. He says there's going to be what? Enlargement. And there's going to be deliverance. and it's going to arise to the Jews from another place. If you don't do it, God is going to find somebody else. My prayer is this, that God doesn't need to look for anybody else but you. Amen? Back to the New Testament. Jesus is riding with a donkey and is coming. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees say, tell the children and the people who are busy crying, Hosanna, Hosanna, to shut up. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Tell them to shut up. And Jesus says to them, if they shut up, even these stones are going to cry out. I'm not going to allow them to cry out on my behalf. Is somebody listening? Listen, when you and I put ourselves in a position where we think God cannot do anything without us, he will show us that he can even use a donkey. God will use whatever he needs to use. It's a privilege that God has picked you to use you. Amen? It's a privilege. Some believers act like it's not a privilege, that God can't do it without them. Listen, if you will not do what God is asking you to do, God will find a way to get it done. Praise the Lord. Because the blessing is from the Lord. And when God blesses, he adds no sorrow with it, as Mama read us a moment ago. Please personalize what I've just said. God will do what he wants to do with or without you. It's a privilege that God has chosen to do it with you. It's a privilege to serve in the house of God. It's a privilege. Amen? I said, it is what? A privilege. Do you know that there are people that have never played a guitar or the keyboard ever in their lives, and God downloads into them, and they get on that keyboard and they start playing it like they are masters of it? That God can do whatever it is he wants to do. If I don't play that instrument, well, I guess there's not going to be praise and worship. Watch God. Watch God. He can do whatever it is he wants to do. And so I must count it as a privilege. If I don't preach, nobody can preach like me. Watch God. God can pick up some little kid from somewhere and they start preaching, and your mouth will drop to the ground and say, huh? Where did he learn that? He didn't go to Bible school yet, and he can preach better. Yes, because it's the Holy Spirit. You cannot practice pride and arrogance when it comes to the things of God. Period. It's a privilege. Somebody, it's a privilege to serve God. Amen. This guy decides to go against the people of Israel, the Jews. And Esther says, you know what? I'm going to do it. I want you to have the people to begin fasting for 3 days. I call it 3-day fast. Tell everybody all over this empire, let people start fasting and praying for me to have access to the king. And she gets herself dressed up with her royal garment, and she stays on the outside from where the king was. The king could see her, and the king beckons on her, stretch out his scepter, and she comes to him, and he says to her, what do you want? I'll give you anything you want, even up to half of my empire. I'll hand it over to you if that's what you want today. Someone say favor. That's what she was offered. But she says, all I really want is to have a dinner party for you and Haman. Haman that you just promoted, I want a trip party for both of you, a wine party. He says, okay, that's fine. And Haman is told, and he's excited. The queen has invited me and the king to dine together and to wine together. What an amazing thing that is happening. And while he's leaving, excited about this amazing experience, there is Mordecai. Everybody respecting him, Mordecai would not. And he is upset. He goes to his wife and his friends and begins to tell them about how wealthy he was, all the gold and the silver, and how great his influence was, how mighty he was, and how the king had, the queen had invited him to this special dinner, and so on and so forth. And but there's this guy, Mordecai. He will not respect me. And so they advise him, why don't you put up gallows and hang him? So the guy put gallows that were 75 feet tall. 75 feet. Do you understand what 75 feet is? That is like 2-3 times the height of this roof. And this is a very high roof. 75 feet. Why is he putting it up that high? To hang this guy. Because he wanted everybody, wherever they were in that city, to see what happens to the man that will not honor him. Just like the Babylonian kings did, built up their great idol so that everybody can see it and worship it. What has the enemy set up to hang you? I'm serious. What has the enemy set up to hang you because you're a believer? Just to make you an example to every other person that being a Christian, a believer, a follower of Jesus Christ is not the smartest thing for you to do. Well, let me tell you what. Whatever they set up, they're going to die in. Amen? Hallelujah. You need not be afraid of the enemy and the agenda of the enemy at any time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So he set it up. And then the next day, he's going in to talk to the king about hanging Mordecai over there on that stake. But the night before, somebody said the night before, he couldn't sleep, the king couldn't sleep. And so he says, bring me some books from my library and read them to me. And as he's reading it, they're getting this read to him, he reads about the plot against his life. And how Mordecai was the one who exposed the people that were trying to kill him. And he says, did we do anything for this guy? He said, no. So he says, who is out there in the outer court that can help us with some of this stuff? Because I want to honor this guy. And who was there? Haman. Who was coming to ask for the death of Mordecai. He calls Haman to him and he says, if I want to really do something really, really special for somebody, to honor the person with the very best that I can do, what should I do? and Haman thinks, who else but me? Who else but me in this whole empire deserves that kind of an honor? So he says, get him your limo, your chariots, best horses. Get him dressed with a king's outfit. Put a crown on his head. And while he is in that limo, have somebody on a megaphone pronouncing honor over him that you are honoring, telling them this is how the king treats the people that he wants to honor. I like that plan. Well, Haman, I want you to do exactly what you just said, not a thing removed, for more. This is not sounding right. There was no hay in it. More. Maybe he was thinking when the king said more, he was thinking maybe, oh, the king has another idea. He wants to add to my wonderful idea. There. Oh, death. Kai, you done. Mordecai. Huh? The guy came here to tell you, I want to kill. Guess what? The king just shut his mouth. May the mouth of your enemies be shut up now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whoever wants to speak nonsense and declare your demise, they will not be able to say it. Because the blessing will come and override it. Somebody shout hallelujah. So he had to do it. And Mordecai is sitting, and Haman is walking, pronouncing the blessing of the king over Mordecai. It didn't matter whether he hated Mordecai. It didn't matter that he planned to kill Mordecai. All of that was shut down. He had to obey the instruction of the king. That is the story of Purim. The story of the turnaround. What the enemy was planning came to an end. He finishes that and he rushes back home and he tells his wife, and his wife and his friends now said, if you have started falling in the sight of Mordecai, the Jew, your goose is cooked. You done. Even his wife prophesied it. His friends prophesied it. So shall your enemies prophesy over themselves their doom. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying to you right now. Tonight we're going to do spiritual warfare, and something is going to shut down completely. Whatever that challenge is, it's going to end, because this day is the turnaround day. On this day, God chose Purim and Palm Sunday. It's a day for victory. I say it's a day of victory. I say it's a day of victory. Whatever has happened before, happened before. God was working on your case. And would you know it? While he is busy being told about his demise, chamberlains came from the king, from the queen. So it's time for you to get to the party. And he goes to the party, and the king says to Queen Esther, I'll give you half of the kingdom, whatever you want. She says, no, that's not what I want. what you want. She says, if I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. I'm petitioning you for my life, and I'm requesting for the life of my people. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain and to perish. But if we have been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I would have held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen, who is he and where is he that does presume in his heart to do so? Who is it that's trying to kill you? My wife. And Esther said, the adversary, the Satan, and the enemy is this wicked Haman. The Haman that was celebrating his chow time. It is Haman. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. The king stomps out, goes into his garden. He's very angry. And Esther, don't cross a woman. Esther does something that only she could come up with. He just pointed out, that's the enemy. And she goes to her bed and she lays. Now, it's a setup, but this is what I want you to see. When you have identified the enemy, rest. Come on. I say, when you have identified the enemy, do what? Yes. Lay down. You've identified the enemy. It's no longer your battle. The Bible says, if you identify the thief, that thief has to pay up seven times. Sevenfold. Amen? So she lays down. And what does crazy Haman do? Go to the bed and starts begging her. It's a setup. The king comes back, sees Haman by the wife's feet. He says, huh? You try to kill my wife and you've come here to rape my wife? Oh, no. You're not doing that. And just then, chamberlains came and said, boss, there is a 75-foot... by Haman's house. King says, take him and hang him there. Where they thought you are going to hang, they're going to hang. Are you hearing me? I said, their plans will backfire. Someone say, plans of the devil backfire! 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 In Jesus' mighty name. Then the king said, hang him thereon. So Haman is hung in the gallows that he prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's wrath was pacified. Hallelujah. 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 God has a turnaround on his mind. The king has signed out a petition, a document that meant that all Jews were to be killed. And the Bible tells us that whatever the king had written down and sealed could not be reversed, not even by the king. And that's why you need to be here tonight. Because whatever the agenda of the enemy, even though the strong man is bound, whatever the agenda was, continues. And that's where many times as believers we miss it. We miss it because we don't go all the way through. Tonight we're going to go all the way through. It's not enough that the enemy that was targeting you is out of the way. Understand that that assignment can be picked up by somebody else. And you need to get rid of that somebody else. Whoever and whatever wants to continue with that story. The plan of God is that affliction doesn't strike twice. But if you don't deal with what needs to be dealt with, affliction would strike you 2, 3, 20, 100 times. Tonight, we shall put a stop to the agenda of Haman. Yes, Haman is going to hang. We're going to celebrate and rejoice. But we are still going to have to deal with the agenda of the enemy that's meant to kill every believer. We've got to get rid of them before they get rid of us. Understand what I'm talking about. We're not talking about wrestling with flesh and blood. We're not talking about guns and pistols and axes and stuff like that. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the word of God in our mouth. Amen? The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's what we're talking about. We are going to utilize the resources given to us by God, because a new document is being written right this very moment. Get rid of whatever it is that wants to get rid of you. And we shall do our part. God's part is going to cause the fear of God's people to come upon people. Amen? The day is coming. Hear this prophetic word now. The day is coming where the name of the Lord in your life is going to be so greatly feared and honored that nobody around you will use the name of the Lord as a swear word. Did you hear what I just said? They will not dare. I said they will not dare it. Because before they open their mouth, there will be a dirty slap from above. Pow! Don't. Before they dare touch you, they will see the angel of the Lord standing with you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And they will run. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Somebody's coming to try to hurt you, and they see something and they start running. Nobody's pursuing them, but they are running because they are seeing something. Hallelujah. It is happening now. May the dread of God flow in you and through you and impact your world in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Rise with me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, this day is the day that you've made for me to rejoice and be glad. It is my change of season. It is my moment of the turnaround factor. So now, let the turnaround begin. In the mighty name of Jesus, I will not resist your word. Therefore, I will be fruitful. Blessed be your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am free and free indeed. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. This time we're going to share and give to the Lord our special offering, that which God has given us. I want you to release it unto the Lord right now. Tonight we're going to continue with this word, and we're going to pray fervent prayers of faith to establish the will of God and the word of God in our lives. Hallelujah. Seven. Seven is fine. I want to remind us once again that there is a crusade that is going to be happening in this new month. I need to have some serious committed givers for this crusade. We're going to be accomplishing a lot of things. I need a minimum of $20,000. You know what that means? That means there's got to be some people that are going to give large sums. And if that's you, I really need it to get what God needs done. We're not just going to have a crusade. We're going to set some people free from slavery, some families free from slavery. We need to have buses. Each bus costs $100. And we need some people that will bring about many buses, 10, 20. Might be somebody that can give or 30 buses, I don't know. Or whatever it is you can give. Those buses are going to be filled. We're expecting 200,000 to 300,000 people. That's the target. We want to be able to bus as many as we can to the grounds, because they're very poor people. And we want to reach lives. You and I are going to be credited for those souls that are going to come to the Lord. Amen? Don't say somebody else is going to do it. You say, I'm going to do it. It's a privilege for me to give for souls. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Well, at this time, let's also come. Rise together. We're going to share in communion. Have Pastor Mary, Mama come. And please, I encourage you once again to make time to be here tonight. You need your breakthrough. And tonight, we are going to focus on that. Hallelujah. Do you all have your communion elements? Okay. All right. This is the body of the Lord. It's a body that was broken for us, for our turnaround, for our deliverance, for our peace, for our wholeness, for our salvation, so that we can celebrate with the joy of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord. As you take off this body, remember the Lord and be remembered, be put together, and be made whole. Take and eat in Jesus' name.
Cup of blessing. As we take this, may the boundary of blood and the hedge of protection God has put upon your life, my life, be intact.
Hallelujah.
May you stay in divine health, divine wealth, divine speed, divine provision, divine grace. Take and drink.
Hallelujah. Say with me, I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. I step into my season of turnaround. I will be fruitful and I will multiply. I will produce fruit in season and out of season by the command of the word of God. Every enemy is cut down and removed from my life permanently in the mighty name of Jesus. The hand of God is upon my life and it's elevating me now into my rightful position in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, do we have any new persons in here this morning? You're not. Blessed, you're a new creation. Praise the Lord. You delivered. You set free. Praise God. I agree with you. Let's say hello to the wonderful people here on Zoom as we